Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life 2, Keys to Increased Sensitivity. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How can you tell that you are strong spiritually? The joy of the Lord is your strength. Did you hear me? I know I got to where I wasn't much fun to be around. I'm sure Phyllis wasn't having much fun when I came in. I'm so heavy. I got all these people I got to take care of. You know, whether they live or die could depend on what I'm coming and preaching them tomorrow. Serious. I was in prayer again, and the Lord spoke to me. Thank God. He said, Keith, you are not the healer. I said, yes, sir. Now, if you'd asked me the day before, are you the healer? I'd have said no. And yet, I'm trying to take responsibility. It's a form of pride. Did you hear me? To think that you're that big, that you can do things that you can't do. Well, I'm going to pray this church through. Honey, you ain't the only one praying. Did you hear me? So much pride. Well, they're not hearing from God, right? And I'm going to pray this thing and correct it. Are you now? Let's look at you in the face. Where's your peace? Where's your joy? Well, this is serious. Yeah, I know. Seriously wrong. And it can be serious because people can get unteachable like that. And when they do, and they get where they think they know more than their elders, and they know more than the people that God's placed over them, they can wind up outside of what they're supposed to be in. It's a wrong spirit. They're the only ones that know God. They're the only ones that can hear. Everybody else is messed up and wrong. You are not the only one who has the Holy Spirit. You're not the only one who hears from God. Right?
Right.
And how can you tell that you're going down the wrong road? Heaviness. Too intense. One reason I know about some of these things, I did it. But the Lord spoke to me. He said, Keith, pretty strong. He said, you're not the healer. I said, yes, sir. He said, whether these people live or die is not all riding on your shoulders. He said, yes, sir. He said, whether people are saved or lost is not all riding on your shoulders. So there are people that can't even walk down the street without witnessing to everybody they meet out of fear that blood might be on their hands if they didn't. Well, that's a complete misinterpretation of that scripture that they're trying to quote. No. You're not the Savior. You're not the healer. You're not the provider. You're only responsible to do what the Lord directs you to do. That's what he began to talk to me about. He said, Keith, whether these people live or die is not resting on your shoulders. You obey me. You give what I give you to preach and teach. You minister with the anointing I give you to minister. And when you've done that, you cast the care of the rest of it over on me and you enjoy your salvation.
Amen.
I thought, enjoy. Hadn't thought about that word for a while. But I got it. I made the adjustments. I could go in and see awful things. You know, death, the stench of death, and growths and tumors and cancer and people emaciated. And I'd minister with everything I had in my heart. Amen. I'd preach with every ounce of faith I had. I'd lay hands with every ounce of faith and anointing that I had on me. But then when I walked out of that door, did you hear me? I roll the care of that over on the Lord like He told me to, and go get on my motorcycle and blow some leaves off the road. And smile while I was doing it. Are you with me now? Don't fall into the trap, because there are people who will sway you that way if you go with them. It's always intense, and it's always the devil this and the devil that and the curse this and the responsibility negative. Even when they read the scriptures, they can read 40 chapters and the part they focus on is, woe, woe, woe unto thee. See, because that's their bent, that's their slant, that's all they see, that's all they hear, so that's all they talk is judgment and curse and the devil. What are we supposed to emphasize? God, good news, blessing, redemption. That makes you smile. That's good. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I think that's enough. Are you clear on that? Everybody be clear now. Don't be sitting around in here depressed, morbid, down, negative. No. This is the faith life bunch. Not faith dead bunch. The faith life. Faith joy bunch. Faith peace bunch. Amen. Faith is the victory. 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 Victory overcomes the world. Okay, let's read our next verse. Verse 16. The Spirit itself, or the Spirit Himself, bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. He lets us know we're born again. He lets us know we're part of the family. He lets us know we're children of God. Could He let us know something else? About don't buy that today. Huh? Don't join in partnership with that. No, they're not right for you to marry. Yes, He is. Yes, she is. Don't go there today. If He could let you know you're a child of God, He could let you know other things. Right? And children of God can be led by the Spirit of God. Now, we've been on this for weeks now. And for the last few weeks, we've been into this part of it, talking about keys to increased sensitivity. Things that you can do, practical things that you can work on that will make you and I more sensitive and more aware of the dealings and leadings of the Holy Spirit. We talked about yieldedness. Yieldedness. We talked about openness. Got to be open. You can't just make your plans and be rigid and set. You got to be open to Him showing you something different than what you had thought or planned. Clear conscience. You want to keep your conscience clear. Last week we talked about peace. Amen. How that Colossians talks about, Colossians 3:15, let the peace of God rule in your heart. The Amplified brings out, let that peace decide, you know, between questions and issues. We follow peace. God doesn't, you know, 1 Corinthians 14 says God is not the author of confusion. Those words, author, are added. Literally, you could just say He's not in confusion. God is not in vexation. He's not in frustration. What is He in? Peace. Don't move. Don't make a decision out of frustration. Don't make a decision out of vexation. Follow peace. Everybody say, follow peace. We showed, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 different verses in the New Testament that says that. Follow peace. Follow after peace. Pursue peace. Well, the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of peace. God's called the God of peace. So if you're following His peace, you're following Him. Now, number 5 this morning, and these couple together and work together, a key to being led and being more sensitive is patience. Patience. And really, peace and patience work together. Everybody say patience. Patience. Now, patience is defined as cheerful. So we're on the right track this morning, aren't we? Yeah. What kind? Cheerful and are hopeful endurance. One definition is A remaining under. A remaining under. You stay in the place without moving. You don't change, you stay. You stay with it. You endure. And you do it how? Cheerfully. Going, well, we're standing. It's awful, but we're standing. No, there's no joy. Not a depressed enduring, but a cheerful enduring. Can you endure cheerfully?
Yes.
Can you count it all joy?
Yes.
Yeah, you can. Now that's supernatural, but because of who's inside you. Even when it feels rough and you feel like crying on the outside, you can find strength on the inside.
Amen.
Amen. And through your tears and through your fears, you can shout.
Amen.
Have you ever done it?
Yes.
Have you ever had tears on your cheeks?
Yes.
Felt bad thoughts, but stand up and by faith shout?
Yes.
Huh? You can do it. You can put on joy.
That's right. Come on.
Put it on. Didn't the Bible say put on the new man?
Yes.
Put off the old man with all that stuff, but put on the new man. People say, well, I'm not a put on. Well, you better put on this. And the reason I say that is because people say, well, you know, now I see them all, they raise their hands and they praise God, but I don't feel that. And if I don't feel it, I'm not going to put it on because I'm real. If I don't like you, I'm not going to act like I like you. Because I'm not a hypocrite and I'm not a put on. I'm real. Yeah? Real carnal. Your feelings dominate you. How many understand that walking in love doesn't mean you always feel wonderful towards somebody? You're walking in love the strongest when you feel like slapping them. You feel like telling them where to get off. You feel. But you don't yield to the feeling. You know inside you should love them. Love's not a feeling. Now it can produce feelings. Love should be expressed in action. Amen. How many understand you can do something nice for somebody when you don't feel like doing something nice for them? Maybe they've hurt you. Maybe they've done something bad to you. But you can, by faith, return good for evil. You can do it, can't you?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Patience, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R201. That's R201. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.